Okay, so three short ideas on Parshas Vayechi. You know, the famous pasuk in Perek Memches, pasuk Chaf, Yisimcha Elokim Kefraim uChemenasha. Yaakovino says, "May Hashem make you like Ephraim and like Menasha." So the question is, this is the first idea brought down by the Chida, who brings down from the Rabbeinu B'chaya. If you look at the name Ephraim, Ephraim seems like there's plural, Shnei Ephraim. So the Rabbeinu B'chaya wants to know, Ephraim is only one person. Who is Ephraim maybe Yaakov's trying to refer to? So an amazing, amazing answer brought down by Rabbeinu B'chaya. It says Ephraim is actually referring to Avram and to Yitzchak. Yaakov is being to Meramzim. How do I know that? He says that Ephraim is a lashon of afar, of burnt ashes. Says Avram, when did Avram have that? Avram had it when he went to Ur Kasdim. She Avram shehalach lo Ur Kasdim liyosav liyos offer. He was there. He was ready to get into burnt ashes. When was Yitzchak ready to go for burnt ashes? We know Chodesh Baruch Hu looks as Yitzchak. He knows as if he was burnt. Ki ilu efrot zibor monuch al mizbeach. As if right, there's not a day that goes by that we're not getting the schar from Chodesh Baruch Hu looking down as the burnt ashes of Yitzchak. So he says that's exactly what Yaakov was saying. Yisim Chalokim ke Ephraim. What is Ephraim? Shnei Afar. That specifically Yaakov is mentioning that specifically that they should have the Mesiris Nefesh of Avram and Yitzchak. So that doesn't mean just Yisim Chalokim ke Ephraim uchamanasha. You should be like Ephraim uchamanasha. What does that mean? Ephraim. Ephraim is Shnei Afars. The two burned ashes. Specifically referring to Avram by Ur Kasdim, Yitzchak by the Ikeda. Second idea is brought down by the Targum Yonasan Menuz Yield. All these answers are really, all these beautiful Divrei Torah from the Sefer called Ol Aryeh. Sefer, the second Dvar Torah, is the Targum Yonasan Menuz Yield. So you know, we say by the Bracha, by Rabbi Smila, we say, Yisim Chalukim Kefraim Mechamanasha. We say this line. But specifically, why does Ephraim come before Menasha? Because we know Ephraim was the one who learned Torah with Yaakov. And Menasha would be the one in the field doing the Parnasa. They had the Yisachar Zulun relationship. Yisachar was Ephraim, was learning Torah. And Zulun was learning. How do I know that Menashe was working? So it says there, Targum Yonasan ben Uziel, Menashe is Gematria Parnasa. Beautiful idea. He says that specifically when we bless our children, that they should have Ruchnias, Gashmias, they should have both. But first, when do we bless them first with? First we bless them with Ephraim. Why Ephraim? Because first they have to have Ruchnias. Once you have Ruchnias, then you could have Gashmias. And this is the third and final idea, the Ol Aryeh quotes from the Chazam Sofer. We know the Gemara says in Bava Metzia, Peheim at Beis, that one of the reasons why the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed is because they didn't say Berachas HaTorah before davening. They didn't say Berachas HaTorah before learning. So he says an amazing idea. He says, what does this mean? They didn't say Berachas HaTorah before learning. He says that, what does that mean? It means that the Torah wasn't the first thing that you blessed your kids with. They blessed their kids with Gashmias first. They blessed their kids, Yisimcha Elokim uChemenasha keEphraim. They were worried about the Gashmias first, and then the Ruchnias. What does this mean? Shalo Baruchu B'Torah Tchila. That they didn't view Torah as the Iker. They viewed Parnassah as the Iker. College was the Iker. But specifically, what was a deeper pshat to be able to show the kids, what's the chachila thing? The shabaruch b'torah tchila. That the first thing you mention in the morning is not your parnas. It's not your work. You're not worried about your Torah. You're not worried about your college, your job. You're worried about your Torah. Lachin, that's exactly why it says the Chazon Sofer. We bless our kids. Yisimcha Elokim keEphraim. Ephraim before Menashe. Why? Because Ephraim refers to Ruchnias. Ephraim refers to Ruchnias. And Menashe is to Gashmus. Menashe, as we know from the Targum Yonasan Menuz Yield, Gemara Parnasa. And that's exactly what the Gemara says. Not only did they not say Berachas Torah before learning, that's Pashup Shah. What's a deeper Pshat, says the Chazon Sofer, is that the first thing that they were worrying about in the morning wasn't their Torah, wasn't their spirituality. So Hashem should bless us, take these three ideas. The first idea, Yisim Chalokim Kefraim Mechmanasha, was Kefraim? It's not just referring to Ephraim, it's referring to the Shnei Efer, the burnt ashes of Avram by Ur Kasdim, and Mesiris Nevesh of Yitzhak by Mizbech. The second answer, and this is the second and third, the Dvar Torah, they go together, Targum Yonasan ben Uziel, explains an amazing thing. We say a bracha this Friday night, also by Bris Mila, that should be like Yisimcha Kefraim Mechmanasha. Why is Ephraim first? Because Ephraim is the one who learned Torah. Menashe is Gematria Parnasa. He was the one who going out to work. But we specifically give it both of them, but specifically we give them first Ephraim. And then the Chasam Sofer says that's the same idea in the Gemara and Bava Metzia. What does it mean that they didn't say the Berachas HaTorah first? It means that the Ruchnius wasn't the first thing on their mind. They first they bless their kids with Gashmis, and then they, and what Hashem said, this is the Churban. Because the point of being in this world is to have Ruchnius first, and then to worry about your Gashmis. Hashem should bless us that our priorities should be straight, and Hashem should bless us that wherever we go, we should have the appropriate Ephraim. And once we have the appropriate Ephraim, the Lumatorah, of Tefillah, of Chesed, and Hashem Abuzocha to be able to bring us all the Shefa down, all the Parnassah, all of the Menasha, all the Parnassah, Bezat and Mishpach.